It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In less than a month, North Korea is due to shut down its main nuclear weapons facility and let in UN nuclear inspectors. And the six-nation talks that produced that agreement resumed today in Beijing to tackle other problems. One dispute was resolved at the last moment. The U.S. agreed to unfreeze $25 million of North Korean assets. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the details from Beijing.
U.S. and North Korean diplomats clearly wanted to get past the frozen funds issue. The North Koreans wanted their money back, and the U.S. wanted to move forward towards the disabling of Pyongyang's nuclear facilities. Deputy Assistant Treasury Secretary Daniel Glazer said in a prepared statement that the funds would be transferred to North Korea via a Chinese bank, and they would be used in a way that the U.S. could accept.
North Korea has pledged within the framework of the six-party talks that these funds will be used solely for the betterment of the North Korean people, including for humanitarian and educational purposes.
The funds are in the Banco Delta Asia in the Chinese territory of Macau. Last Wednesday, the Treasury barred U.S. financial institutions from any dealings with the BDA because of the bank's alleged involvement in North Korean counterfeiting and money laundering. That ruling still stands. The financial issue has dogged the six-party talks for more than a year. Over the weekend, North Korea said that it would not shut down its nuclear facility at Yongbyon until the funds were released. Chinese lead negotiator Wu Dawei opened a new session of negotiations today. He said, the six parties have decided on initial steps in an agreement signed last month. The talks have now entered a new phase of reciprocal actions. Last month's agreement calls for Pyongyang to shut down its main nuclear facility within 60 days and get fuel aid and economic assistance in return. The chief U.S. envoy to the talks, Christopher Hill, said that the initial steps were going according to schedule. He pointed out that working groups on different aspects of the agreement had already met. And he noted that Pyongyang last week assured the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency of its cooperation.
We would look forward to that process continuing in the next 30 days so that we will have the shutdown of the Yongbyon facility, the sealing of it, and the monitoring of it by IEA personnel.
Japanese lead negotiator Kenichiro Sasai, meanwhile, suggested that difficult negotiations lie ahead. The working groups have just gotten up and working, he said. It's going to be a long process, and we need a long-term view of the issues. We shouldn't get caught up in each day's developments, he warned. Christopher Hill said that today's discussion clears the way for talks on more substantial issues later.
We feel this matter has been resolved, and now we can move on to the next problem, of which there are many.
The U.S. had said that releasing the money was up to authorities in Macau. But in the end, it was the U.S. that agreed to Pyongyang's demand and announced the deal. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.